Way to go, Wisconsin! In a momentous progressive win, voters there elected County Judge Janet Protasiewicz to their state Supreme Court. She thumped a mega-maga Republican by 11 points in a pivotal race, ending a dark decade of unbridled right-wing partisan extremism by that court's GOP majority. But the vote has profound implications, reaching far beyond the Badger State. Its deeper meaning was brought home to me on Election Eve, when the Republican candidate, a Trump-hugging, gerrymandering, anti-choice lawyer, complained that, quote, doing a statewide campaign is kind of hard. Well, yes, but to paraphrase a song by a band called the Austin Lounge Lizards, campaigning is hard, but it's harder when you're stupid. Not that the lawyer lacked intellect, but smart is as smart does. What the swing state of Wisconsin showed is that this right-wing candidate and other arrogant GOP fanatics are stupid if they think people won't care that, one, Republicans are shutting people out of the voting booth, and two, they're running as ideological autocrats, promising to use state power to outlaw the inherent right of a woman to make her own deeply personal decision about abortion. Moreover, Judge Janet's big win sends a gut-check message to meek Democratic Party officials and donors who continually admonish candidates and local activists to be middle-of-the-roaders, compromising the people's little-d Democratic principles in hopes of winning some Republican votes. Protasiewicz was straight with voters, proudly campaigning to be a pro-choice, pro-worker, pro-democracy justice. This is Jim Hightower saying, because of both the integrity and clarity of her message, she generated a record turnout, greatly increased participation by women and young voters, and, especially noteworthy, made significant inroads in rural and working-class counties that had been considered Trump country. She showed that if Democrats stand up for the people, hello, people will stand up for Democrats. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.